The wind began to pick up, throwing the hood of my cape back from my face. A few strands of ebony hair came loose from my long braid, swirling in the breeze around my eyes. I reached for the dagger I kept in my boot, making sure it was still secure. I was best with a bow, but I always kept a knife at the ready. A howl cut through the night. The wolf was much closer now. The answering chorus was far to the east. He would get no help tonight. I pulled an arrow from my quiver, fingering the red feathers of the fletching while I held my breath in anticipation. My heart raced, pounding so fiercely I could feel it in my ears. I strained to listen against the wind, hoping for a warning to signal the wolf was close. From behind me, I heard a snap, so soft and subtle, it could have been a pinecone falling from a tree. But it wasn't. The wolf's growl started low in its chest, rumbling through the cold night. It had circled around, most likely catching my scent when the wind picked up. The wolves were getting smarter, making it much harder to sneak up unnoticed. With my back in the hollow of the tree, I did not have a good vantage point to aim at the beast. The circumstances were less than ideal. He was just behind the tree. I was certain he didn't know exactly where I was, otherwise I would be dead. His long snout sniffed the air in an effort to find me. I was suddenly thankful for the shelter of the large dead pine. I shifted slightly, bringing my feet under me in order to leap if the need arose. I drew back on the arrow. There would be no time to aim given the close proximity. I bolted upright as the wolf let out a blood-chilling howl. The hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. His comrades answered still far to the east, but this time there was an urgency to their reply as though to say, "We're coming." The beast knew he had me cornered. He needed only to wait for his pack. My only chance was to face him alone, or risk being torn to shreds by the coming attack. I leapt to my feet, whirling around the tree as I turned on my heel. The wolf was black as night, eyes burning like hot coals in the dark. He started, not expecting the surprise. It snarled, drawing back on its haunches in order to leap. Damp leaves and twigs flew as the wolf kicked off the ground. I didn't aim. I didn't have time. I drew back and let the arrow fly. It sliced through the air, the red fletching the only clue to its whereabouts. Before I was aware of the outcome, I spun, attempting to pull out of the beast's reach should the shot fail to make contact with him. The sharp tip sank into the wolf's exposed belly as he barreled through the air toward me. An angry yelp escaped him, the pain throwing him off balance and causing him to fall to the ground. The snarling beast scrambled to get to its feet, exposing his side. I quickly drew a second arrow, letting it loose. The arrow hummed, soaring through the air. The metal tip pierced the wolf's flesh and delivered a killing blow through the lungs. It yelped, falling to the forest floor in a heap of fur. My heart thumped in my head as I tried to steady my breathing. "It's done," I thought. The air sparked with howls from the pack. They were searching for him. They would get no answer.